From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. With little more than a day left to make their cases, President Bush and Senator John Kerry continued to hunt for votes in the crucial swing states of Florida and Ohio. Senator Kerry spent the morning visiting an African-American church in Dayton, Ohio. He stopped in New Hampshire before heading south on the heels of President Bush to woo voters in heavily contested Florida. Mr. Bush started his day at a Catholic church in Miami. He planned three campaign rallies across that state before heading north to Ohio. We'll hear more about the president's day later, but first we turn to NPR's Andrea Seabrook with the Kerry campaign. We caught up with her in the town square of Manchester, New Hampshire. Hi, Andrea.
Hi there, Jennifer.
So this is the last Sunday before Election Day. I understand Mr. Kerry went to church twice.
That's right, Jennifer. I guess my thought is that he's probably praying pretty hard this morning. He first went to Catholic Mass in Dayton, and then he went out to Shiloh Baptist Church, the African-American church you talked about there. It had a fantastic gospel choir. And Kerry talked to about 1,000 people there and told them, he quoted a lot of Bible passages. He talked about some of the books of the Bible that have meant a lot to him, including taking care of the sick and the poor, and in general stayed away from issues, though he did broach that just a little bit. And he was thoughtful this morning and calm, and he's not always so relaxed and confident in this kind of situation. This morning he seemed very, very calm and relaxed.
What about out on the campaign trail? What is his main message these last days?
Well, you know, you'd think maybe if you're reading the news, if you're watching TV news, there's a lot going on about this Osama bin Laden videotape in Iraq, but Kerry's actually not talking about that very much. Kerry's actually spending at least as much time talking about, you know, his domestic agenda. And his campaign press secretary, that's Mike McCurry, says that the Kerry campaign believes that this is the exact message to take them to a win on Election Day, and so they're focusing on that.
Where is he going tomorrow, and how does he choose these locations?
Tomorrow he moves on to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Detroit, Michigan, Cleveland, Ohio, and then back to Wisconsin. This should tell you how important these states are to the final tally on Tuesday.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook in Manchester, New Hampshire, thank you.
You're welcome.
NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Bush campaign. Hi, Don.
Hi there.
No surprise the president is campaigning in the states he is. What's his message?
Really, today, nothing new. It's the stump speech that's been boiled down to a greatest hits package. It really is get-out-the-vote time. In Miami, there's the push for the Hispanic vote and the Cuban-American vote. He's also in Tampa today at Legends Field, where the Yankees train. He likes to go to ballparks. And in Gainesville, a college town. Then to Cincinnati, a part of Ohio where the president should do well, but in a state where job losses have been a huge issue.
Is the president talking at all about the videotape from Osama bin Laden that emerged on Friday?
No, there's the sense that it's too risky, because that really can cut either way. It can remind people that bin Laden is still out there, even if it also causes some to rally around the president, is the thinking. The president does say, though, that Americans will go to the polls Tuesday in a time of war and ongoing threats, and that the terrorists who killed thousands of innocent people are dangerous and they're still determined to strike. So that is how he mentions al-Qaeda, but again, no mention of the latest Osama tape. On Iraq, we get only the tiniest acknowledgement of the troubles there. The president says freedom is powerful and that elections are coming. And we get the usual attacks on John Kerry. But again, the speeches at this point are really designed not to persuade anybody, but to build enthusiasm and a big turnout.
What about the electoral map? Obviously, the president's aides are predicting victory for him. Do they describe a scenario of where those electoral votes should come from?
His travels really tell the story. Today, two key states, Ohio, Florida, he carried them both last time, but there's a reasonable chance that he could lose one or both this time around. Aides do predict victories in each, but just in case, if you look at the schedule for tomorrow, the day before the election, 7 stops, Ohio and Pennsylvania, but also Iowa and Wisconsin and New Mexico. And in those last 3 states, you can see them trying to pick up victories in places that could offset, say, the loss of Ohio or Florida. Then the president winds up tomorrow night in Crawford at his ranch in Texas before heading back to Washington to watch the results. But again, look for some unusual Election Day campaign stops for him before he gets back to the White House.
NPR's Don Gagne traveling with President Bush. Thank you.
My pleasure.